USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The House on Thursday passed a bill suspending normal trade relations with Russia and Belarus in response to Vladimir Putin's unprovoked attack on Ukraine. The president on Thursday.
Later today, together with other NATO allies of the G7, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, United Kingdom, as well as the European Union, we're going to jointly announce several new steps to squeeze Putin and hold him even more accountable for his aggression against Ukraine.
The bill would raise tariffs on goods from Russia and Belarus and give President Biden power to impose even stricter import taxes on their exports. The investigation into Tuesday's fiery head-on crash in West Texas has revealed a 13-year-old was driving the pickup truck that struck a van, killing 9 people, including 6 members of a college golf team and their coach. The NTSB is reporting the child's truck blew out its driver's side front tire just before impact. USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
The Center for Disease Control, by testing wastewater in America, say they are able to detect the United States may be in for another surge of COVID-19. It should be noted illegal immigration with millions of people crossing our borders in the past 2 years could also be a contributing factor. Tim Berg has more on booster shots in America.
Americans 65 years and older may be recommended to get a second COVID-19 booster to further protect them from the virus. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki addressing whether President Biden has gotten a second booster.
He has not done that. If the CDC recommends it, he would get another booster. They have not.
Both Pfizer and Moderna are requesting the FDA approve their request for a second COVID-19 booster for the elderly population that's the highest risk for the coronavirus.
President Biden once again Thursday denied Ukraine MiG fighter jets in fear Russia may retaliate. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Russian President Vladimir Putin went on TV this week to slam Russians who don't back his war, calling them the scum and the traitors, and said a necessary self-cleansing of society will only improve Russia. President Vladimir Putin via a translator.
But any people, the Russian people especially, are able to distinguish true patriots from bastards and traitors and will spit them out like a gnat that accidentally flew into their mouths. I am certain that this necessary and natural self-cleaning of our society will only strengthen our country, our solidarity, togetherness, and our readiness to answer any calls to action.
Well before Russian troops attacked Ukraine, American Jimmy Hill went there to be with his Ukrainian partner Ira, who has multiple sclerosis. When war broke out, Hill stayed despite the deteriorating conditions in the northern Ukrainian city of Chernihiv. Ukrainian police said he died during an artillery attack Thursday while he waited in a breadline. Because of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, Europe is going to have to wait at least several more years and may need NASA's help before its first planned Mars rover can get to work. The European Space Agency said Thursday that it will no longer attempt to launch the ExoMars rover this year on a Russian rocket and may now have to strip out many of the mission's Russian components. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.